The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
One day, when the glory comes, it will be ours, it will be ours. Oh, one day, when the war is won, we will be sure, we will be sure. Oh, glory, glory, glory. Oh, glory, glory.
Hands to the heavens, no man, no weapon formed against, yes, glory is destined. Everyday women and men become legends. Sins that go against our skin become blessings. The movement is a rhythm to us. Freedom is like religion to us. Justice is juxtaposition in us. Justice for all just ain't specific enough. One son died, his spirit is revisiting us. True and living, living in us. Resistance is us. That's why Rosa sat on the bus. That's why we walk through Ferguson with our hands up. When it go down, we woman and man up. They say stay down, and we stand up. Shots, we on the ground, the camera panned up. King pointed to the mountaintop, and we ran up.
One day, when the glory comes, it will be ours.
Welcome to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. I'm Levin Miller. You know this voice already. Thank you so much for joining me. I'll tell you this. This is beginning to become... this is becoming unconscionable, right? It is now unfathomable that, God. And these are my friends, right? So I like to make sure I state my biases out front. I like to ensure that all of the people that know the things I stand for, they know all of the things that I like, they know all of the people that I like, right? And I'll tell you what is becoming so vexing for me. The fact that the Prime Minister, again, I mean, this is the third Monday in a row now, that I'm going to get an opportunity to show how this government continues to simply walk on the rights of citizens. Meanwhile, the opposition says nothing. All of the opposition forces are saying nothing. I guess thank God for Arinthia Kumalafe and that bunch down there. They were arrested a week ago, but they say nothing. And, you know, my biases are that I'm a Church of God boy, right? And so I believe in the gathering of the saints. I like corporate worship. I believe in the coming together of the saints in the Lord's house, right? I'm one of those people who will say, I was glad when they said unto me, come, let us go into the house of the Lord. So that is one of my biases right out front. But Mr. Prime Minister, if we could have 1,000 people, and I'm exaggerating the number possibly, but it looked to me from the camera like almost 1,000 people at a Church of God 100 anniversary, then I don't understand the need for the curfews. I do not understand the need for the funeral restrictions, right? Let me also send my condolences to the McPhee family from South Beach. I understand that they've lost the matriarch of their family, all right? Miss McPhee, affectionately known as Mommy. And when I think about people like that woman, the woman has about 12 children. She has another fistful of grandchildren. I mean, and a litany of great-grandchildren, right? And I think about it and I cringe when I think about the maneuvers that have to be made in order for people to be able to pay their final respects to their loved ones. Yet the Prime Minister, yet the most honorable, decides that he has appointed himself King of the Commonwealth, and that the laws that he has put in place for us, the laws that will govern the lowly Negroes, are simply not the laws that will govern him. It is obvious he intends to just overtly trample on the rights and the freedoms of free men. Now, I'm a Church of God boy, oh hallelujah. You're not ever going to get me or hear me come up against the church, right? And so last week when I saw it, I said to myself, Levin, you got to leave it alone. Let it not be said that your voice was one of the voices that got up in a way and condemn the church because I consider that type of behavior unacceptable. The Lord will deal with them. That's what I said to myself. As I watched the prime minister pose for pictures and sit through a, what was it, hour plus service down there at the auditorium. And I'm a Church of God boy. I really love you all. And I trust you all had a hand clapping, foot stomping, Holy Ghost time in the Lord. But if the emergency orders are an emergency, if my civil liberty is going to be fondled, if you're going to reach up under my skirt and relieve me of my dignity to be a human, if you're going to throw me in jail for getting water to wash up my daddy that defecated on himself, if you're going to make me confess before the courts that I went to get heads in an open courtroom, if you're going to reach up and fondle my human dignity, then I imagine we all should be subjected to it. And I don't care what your title is, right? Whether it is the Most Honorable, the Right Honorable, the Very Excellent, the Most Reverend, His Grace, Your Lordship, Their Excellencies. I don't know. Maybe if you have enough title, then the coronavirus is not looking for you. Maybe that's what it is. And so I decided, I said, Levin, we can't be seen to be attacking the church. Lord, no. It already hurt my heart to have to point out that the nation's chief did it. And you know, I love the apostle. And it hurt my heart to have to point out that they did nothing when it was his time. And then the Church of God comes and then they have that big anniversary celebration there. And then they relax the orders and say, okay, 40 people can come. But I just told you about Miss McPhee, who, if you count her children alone, that's almost 40 people. The woman lived to be 92 years old. I imagine that even though all of her friends are dead, there are some people that she's mothered along the way. And they want to come and pay their respects. And because after all, right, culture is a very big thing. And so y'all make going to big funeral a big thing in the Bahamas. This the culture y'all bunch of old Bahamians create. And so now you can't be upset with younger Bahamians for wanting to do it. And so people can't plan their weddings. They can't plan proper funerals. And you still got Joyce Grandboy going home in the nighttime at 10 o'clock like I 12. And I can't understand why. And so I say, you know, maybe the prime minister is in fact acting on the advice of the healthcare professionals. Maybe he is taking all of the things into consideration, right? Maybe he's doing the very best that he can. And I see they're trying to scare me. Oh, the numbers are going back up in Jamaica. Man, get away from me. Jamaica is one single landmass. At the very least, the fact that we are an archipelago is definitely something that is working in our favor. Don't tell me nothing silly about Florida. Because we don't have the amount of land mass as Florida, nor do we have the population, nor do we have the concentration of people. So you all could miss me with these ridiculous arguments. And if we had thought our way out of this, because we've not navigated, I am still vexed. See, I, like the rest of the people who you all then quell, oh, it's been a year, you should be adjusted. No, I want civil liberties. That's what I want. Give them to me. Because there is no way you could protect me better than I can protect myself from an invisible thing. You can't see it. I can't see it. But I must trust your eyes to see it for me or to tell me how to duck it. It's nonsense. And you know how you know it is all foolishness? And I'm not naive enough to say that, oh, the pandemic is over, or oh, COVID-19 is in danger, or oh, it doesn't exist. I'm not that, I'm not a Neanderthal. I'm aware that people have died. Well, bless the Lord. But then the prime minister clicks into politician mode and waltzes around throughout the inner city, I'm in a band of men. And then if that isn't bad enough, he pulls my other set of friends in the mix with him. And if you know me, I state my biases out front. I love the Royal Bahamas Defense Force. But what I witnessed yesterday had to be egregious. And I'll tell you what was so distasteful about it, right? The fact that you all was trying to play slick. The fact that you all decide that we have the church service behind the gate. They can't come there. COVID can't come there. No one can come there. We don't get on board the ship. The commander has full autonomy behind this gate. It is his ship. And I support Raymond King. And I believe Blind Bartimaeus from a helicopter could tell of my support for Raymond King. But yesterday, that was distasteful. It is distasteful to have one bunch of high-risk people. The Governor General, almost 100. He wife, almost 100. L.L. Smith, almost 100. His wife, almost 100. One bunch of almost 100-year-old people. And you all bring them to Coral Harbor Base. And for what? For a church service? It was already, and you know, I bet money on it. I said, certainly the Defense Force wouldn't practice that nonsense I saw the police did. Because I saw the commissioner doors when they went down to the church service down there. And I said, they got to be joking with this. I said, surely the commander is going to find a way to stand down this church service operation. They may do some little ribbon cutting something, memorial something, and we'll remember, we'll commemorate 2021 as the year we couldn't. And while I'm all for the military finding ways to get it done, what I think ought not happen is you ought not smear privilege in the face of people that are being held in captivity. So while I am going home at 10 o'clock at night, God knows why, because I've been around the same people that could have got me sick from 5 o'clock that morning. And while there's been no move towards population capacity in buildings so that we could actually get an economy that's running, so that people could actually go back to working full shifts and stop working to put gas in car and buy makeup. Because that's all these girls at these bars could afford to do on these half shifts. You dress men in medals and put on all their ribbons and make sure they have on all their rank board only to come out here and to rub in the face of the men that are being held in captivity your freedoms and your privileges or your privilege. And it is distasteful, Commander. I don't know who thought about this. And it doesn't make it any better that you all did it on Coral Harbor Base, because I'll tell you what else is silly about that. What if the undetectable, non-symptomatic COVID is now on Coral Harbor Base? Guess what? We're going to have about 500 of you that are going to show up to that base today, and God knows, somebody may have sneezed on a Stygon or something, and now the entire ship is contaminated. It was egregious. I don't come on radio in the mornings to rally people up. But but this flippant abuse of power is unimaginable. It is unimaginable that somehow you all thought this was the best way to do it. And I don't care nothing about the fact that you all been outside under the tent. Because unless this tent just magically spray the vaccine out of it every 10 minute or in 10 minute intervals, I feel like you all practicing foolishness. Why would you risk contaminating the ship? Why would you risk contaminating the hub where the soldiers will come to every day? That doesn't make sense. Why would you bring an 84-year-old governor general out here? This is unbelievable. This is unbelievable, right? And they cannot pretend like they weren't trying to get away with it. And then they broadcast it on ZNS just to make sure the Negroes could see. So Mama who's sitting in Colonel Hill Crooked Island, right? Titter down there in Colonel Hill Crooked Island. As far as Titter concerned, she don't have two channels. She only got one channel, right? But as far as Titter concerned, the last time she listened, Nassau was burning down because the COVID case is going up and she don't know what's happening, right? And so Mama inside, Titter in Colonel Hill Crooked Island, and she's sitting down there praying, travailing before the throne of Zion. Lord, deliver Nassau, right? Imagine where you all put Titter now. She before the face of God, troubling the throne of Zion. Because as far as she knows, according to the news, the cases in Nassau going up, Lord Jesus, Nassau on fire. Man, and then Titter turn on her TV 2 o'clock, and you're also brazen, y'all rebroadcast it at 8 o'clock. Titter turn on the TV 7 o'clock and say, well, Jesus, what's this? I thought Nassau was on fire, Lord. Titter could have taken this time before the throne praying about something else. She in Colonel Hill Crooked Island, troubling God's throne. At Central busy, because nobody can get no prayers past it on. Because as far as she knows, Nassau is on fire. And then you all go and smear this privilege in people's faces, man. It was disastrous. I don't know whose idea that was. It was a terrible idea. It was terrible. And all of you all should just donate $250 to the public treasury as a means of maintaining your morals. Because that is unacceptable behavior, man. And when the men who are in charge of law and order, when the men that are charged with the protection of the territorial integrity of this commonwealth behave like this, I can do nothing more than describe them as incorrigible rogues. This was gangsterism yesterday. And they did it fully regaled with swords and ribbons and medals. And they invite the prime minister, who apparently don't miss no occasion. He more booked than the Beatles. He ain't missing nothing. And the dude is in the high-risk category. He is in the high-risk category. And then y'all keep dragging this poor governor general. You see what has happened when you let people revive you? Now the man is, now His Excellency, appears to be nothing more than a political walking Frankenstein. Because I tell you one thing, the governor general got good card paper. I send one handwritten card note with the unicorn and the lion on it and my signature. That's the best I could do for you. I'm not bringing my old self out there to mess around with y'all. Because, yeah, I only got one half of the vaccine in me. Ah, boy. I don't know. It is unconscionable. And we've got to do away with this perception that if you are well enough connected, COVID can't get you. If you are well enough connected, COVID, nothing. And so just in case they say I lie, right? Just in case they try, say I lie. All right? Listen to Lieutenant Commander Origen Delaveau, who continues to call Cornelius Smith, sir. I don't know why. He's not been knighted unless it happened via Skype, unless they gave it to him via Zoom. He's not Sir Cornelius. He's just Cornelius. His Excellency, the Most Honorable Cornelius, right? Cornelius A. Smith. He's C.A. Smith, right? But they keep calling the man, so all day yesterday, none of the protocol officers, including the public relations officer, would correct this. But I mean, everybody calling him sir, right? Even the minister. Apparently, none of these men of arms know the governor general's title. So let me give you the list of the people that was there. Play the list of people that was there for me, Kermit.
Mm-hmm. Your Excellency, the Most Honorable Sir Cornelius A. Smith, Governor General of the Commonwealth of the Bahamas, and Your Excellency, Lady Clarissa Smith, the Most Honorable Dr. Hubert A. Minnis, Prime Minister of the Commonwealth of the Bahamas, and Mrs. Minnis, the Honorable Marvin H. Dames, Minister of National Security, Mrs. Cheryl Darvall, Acting Permanent Secretary, Ministry of National Security, President Kenny DeVoe and the clergy of the South Bahamas Conference of Seventh-day Adventists and other ministers of the gospel, Commodore Raymond King, Commander Defense Force and Mrs. King, Mr. Paul Rowe, Commissioner of Police, Dr. Janine Moss, Comptroller of Customs, and other senior officers. Mr. Charles Murphy, Commissioner of Corrections, senior immigration officers, retired Commodore Leon Smith and Mrs. Smith, Captain Shondell Pinder, Deputy Commander Defense Force and Chairman of the Defense Force Commissions Board. Captain Stephen Russell, Director of NEMA. Senior Commander Byrne Wright, Acting Port Controller. Executive Leadership and Command Team of the Royal Bahamas Defense Force. Officers and Marines of the Royal Bahamas Defense Force. Chairman of the Veterans Affairs Association, Veterans and Retirees of the Royal Bahamas Defense Force. Mrs. Idina Monroe Charlo, Chairman, British Legion, Bahamas Branch. Members of Parents in Action of the Rangers Group. Defense Force Rangers. Special invited guests, members of the media, ladies and gentlemen, good afternoon.
And so you had a list of people there that are in the high-risk category. LL there, and his wife there. His Excellency there. And I see people are telling me that he was knighted via Zoom. I accept that. I can Google it right now because I don't know that you could be knighted via Zoom. I thought the sword had to touch your shoulder. So he probably interim, sir. We'll see. Let's take some calls, Grim. Are they gone? 323-623-2323-254-316-325-4259. You can text me at 422-4796. Let's take the call. Good morning, caller. You're on. Caller, you're there?
Wait, so long with you, Levin.
Hey, Bremen.
Levin.
Mm-hmm.
Before I make a comment, right?
Mm-hmm.
Tell me, how many people can hold in the area in which they are in 6 feet apart?
Well, again, I don't have the schematics on the parade ground, right? But I marched across it for 11 years. I have a pretty decent idea. So I'm gonna estimate it to be about, give or take, 50 feet wide by maybe 100, maybe 170 feet long, maybe.
Okay.
Maybe 200 feet. Maybe 200 feet. I could easily see Nassau fitting in that space. Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
From your observation, right?
Mm-hmm.
Would you say that a lot of people in this country that's in authority are spineless?
Sometimes they appear to be that way.
It appears to be that way.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Okay. Let's take another call. Good morning, caller. You're on. Turn your radio down for me, please. Call you there?
Hello.
Hi. Caller, you're on. Let's take another call, Kermit. Good morning, caller, you're on. Caller, you there? Is there something happening on our side? It's them. I don't know. 323-623-2323-254-316-325-4259. If you're going to give me a call, you got to turn the radio down. You know, you don't need to listen to yourself. Just listen to me and the phone when you call. And let's have a conversation on the phone. I want to take the calls, but I can't seem to get them through. Let's take another one. Good morning, caller. You're on.
Mr. Miller.
Hey, how are you?
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. There is something that I think you need to be aware of, in that persons who apparently are in the presence of prime ministers and governor generals feel more holy and protected.
Well, then that must be the case down at the Church of God then, because I would imagine that at least when they went to the Church of God, they could say, well, they know the Church of God is a fire and brimstone kind of, you know, last day apostolic anointing kind of church, so they feel that they were safe in there. COVID couldn't get them. But then you go and you take it down to Coral Harbor Base, I don't know.
No, I didn't say Church of God. I said when you're in the presence of the Holy Prime Minister.
No, and I'm saying they could have get away with that argument when they was down by the Church of God. At least they could have said, well, you know, we was in the Church of God and, you know, the anointing was there, so we didn't think COVID could have get us. But then apparently they decided to do it on Coral Harbor, and I don't know if the argument would stand in that instance.
Well, apparently it does, because there are people who believe that these members of parliament are above the God.
Or immune.
Yeah. So that's what we're dealing with in this country, where we have people who just can't think for themselves anymore because they give their power away to these politicians. I'm serious. You have family members who break up because of politics. So this political thing that we have in our midst seems to be becoming more demonic day by day.
I don't know. What I do want to know is how long will people allow politicians to come to their door in a time when they tell us we couldn't go and visit our grandparents, to have this politician come to my door and do his job in a time when you tell me I can't go to my job, in a time where my job wouldn't sever me, but your job never stopped paying you. And I'm trying to figure out how long will the Negroes allow this to happen before we cuss them and tell them, march your happy tail back to Parliament and fix the law. Then you could come back and do anything you want.
Well, it seems like how long? 25 years. Look at Kemp's Bay.
Oh, Lord.
Okay?
Oh, Lord.
Now you have your law.
Thank you very much, caller.
All right, boss.
323-623-2325. Because don't come. Listen, I live number 56 South Beach Drive. Don't come. Until you all go to Parliament and fix something, don't come. All right? Because I'm tired. I am personally tired. I hear business owners in my community that are at their wits' end with the stupid 10 o'clock thing. It is ridiculous. And all the while, Commodore King and the Prime Minister them get to play marching up and down with sword. And let me tell you how I know you all trying to play slick as well. Because you all could have had this in the church. The 7 day people got a big building up there. You all could have easily kept the capacity in that building. And besides, you all already had the Church of God people to follow. You all could say, well, the Church of God them do it. Why we can't do it? And the police them do it down by Golden Gates. Why we can't do it? But no, we was trying to play slick. We was trying to play slick. And I think that we created an even greater travesty. Because what if someone sneezes on one of the cannon? Now some Marine Seaman Joe Bloggs this morning goes to go polish the cannon, because you all polish them every morning. Now Marine Seaman Joe Bloggs has COVID on his wrist. Rubs his eye, bang, COVID. Now he goes into Junior 8's mess. Junior 8's mess is going to have about 30 people in it, maybe, who knows. Bam, now we got 30 people that got it. A couple of them are going to go in the gym. Bam, now it in the gym. You see how playing slick didn't really make sense there? Let's just take another call. Come on, Nicole, you're on. Call you there. Next call. Good morning, caller. You're on.
They ain't making no sense today, so I...
Hey, do it.
Hey, good afternoon.
Yeah, what's going on?
Hey, sorry about that. I'm Levan. Good afternoon, Mr.
Turn the radio down for me, do it.
Let me ask you a question, right? This topic came up a few weeks ago, and I was trying to explain the same topic that you're talking about, about being with these titles. First of all, right, every person that has been awarded a title in this country, they have been knighted, right? Am I correct? It wasn't self-imposed upon yourself.
No.
Okay, from I known myself, and I was very good in school with history, it's either Sir Lyndon Oscar Pinlan, Sir Clement E. Maynard. You know, I even use right now Sir Bertram Bethel. you know, I used sir, and they persons who were, you know, they were not self-imposed with these titles. So why is it that these persons who are supposed to be very competent in bringing forward people, they're using titles that are not being imposed upon them by the right way, which in you said, and it really stands out as something about the sword.
Mm-hmm.
When you being a knight, and then the most honorable. First of all, right, you cannot, as a prime minister, give yourself the most honorable. That's that.
Well, he didn't give it to himself. The Honors Committee gave it to him, and he became an Order of the Nation. But I am reading here that Queen Elizabeth has given her approval for the Governor General Cornelius A. Smith, Chief Justice Brian Moree, QC, to be knighted. But I know if they've been knighted. According to the government press release, Mr. Smith will receive the honor of Knight Grand Cross of the Most Distinguished Order of St. Michael and St. George, while Mr. Moree will receive the honor of Knight Bachelor. A native of Long Island, the Governor General has dedicated more than half a century of sterling service to the Bahamas. The press release noted a committed, civic-minded individual. His Excellency has provided leadership to the Bahamian community, social civic organizations, including the Chamber of Commerce and the Kiwanis Club and the Rotarians Organization. Mrs. Smith is a former ambassador to the United States. His previous diplomatic post was non-resident ambassador to 6 Central American countries. Meanwhile, Mr. Moree's knighthood came after he was appointed Chief Justice. Yeah, so, I mean, she has given her approval for him to be knighted.
Right.
But I know if he's been knighted.
I have never heard that they have, I keep up on a lot of things in our country. I haven't heard that C.A. Smith. Bitch, and I
they
be honest with you.
Sir, yesterday. As far as I am aware, you do not become sir until the sword touches
your
hand. Ain't nobody
been
nowhere for
brother.
The sword to do no shoulder touching around here. So maybe he's like interim sir. I don't know.
So you don't mind me calling your talk show when I decide to call and I say, you say, hey, but I say, good afternoon, sir. Miller or Sir
Levi. Call me sir. I like Sir at the front of my name. That's very good. You should.
Have a good day, bro.
Thank you very much, DeWitt. 323-623-2325-4316-3254-259. And I hate when I have to come and beat up my friends, you know, because I don't ever hide it. My bias is with the Royal Bahamas Defense Force, right? I love them. They're beautiful people. But yesterday, that was something special. Let's take another call. Good morning, caller. You're on. Caller, you there? Next call. Good morning, caller. You're on. Am I not getting to you all, or are you just hanging up? Good morning, caller. You're on. Good morning, caller. You're on. Okay, let's read a couple of these text messages. We'll figure out what's going on with that phone line. Good morning, Levin. When asked about how he feels about parties campaigning, the commissioner of police alluded to the people been locked down long enough. So campaigning is not concerning. It is clear who he really works for. Levin, FNM, just like Republicans, they pass laws to lock you up if you take water or food to people on the voting line. Ministers, again, the liar, he didn't know the DNA got arrested until the next day after reading the news. Really, I would not listen to anything Mario Moxie says about COVID. Okay. Text writer here says, good morning, Levin. All of them had their vaccinations. You forgot? Yeah, but the vaccination is twofold and all of them only got one. Totally agree with you, Levin. Thank you. Let's take the call. Good morning, caller. You're on.
Rule Britannia.
Britannia must rule the waves.
Good morning.
How
to
are you?
You, Sir Miller.
Man, and to you, sir.
I was calling just to find out if you had got that situation rectified with half the host their power.
No, and as a matter of fact, I thank you so much for reminding me. Man, you know anybody from BEC? Because if I have to live like this one more day, I might end up in Fox Hill Prison. You know anybody?
No, I don't know nobody, sir. I was listening to your show and saying to myself, I wonder if they didn't get that power
no.
and water situation.
No, half of my house is still off. Half of my house is still off. And I'll tell you what's so crazy, because I feel like all the things I need off.
Well, have your producer, while you want, find the number for the
we
Ministry
should call Donovan
of
Moxie.
Education.
Mm-hmm.
There's a guy there by the name of Jeff Lloyd. I think he has something to do with your area in South Beach.
Yeah, but, man, Jeff is my personal friend. You ain't think somebody didn't tell him half my house off?
But the problem is you ain't telling him. That's your friend. Have a great day.
Thank you, buddy. 323-623-2325-4316. Good morning, caller. You're on. Not there. Let's read a couple more of these text messages. Good morning, Mr. Miller. We need to ask the Commissioner of Police to show that there is no double standard and find them all or resign from his position. Levin, good day. Bahamians should be enraged about this. Do as I say and not as I do. Hypocritical government and the police commissioner, who I thought was no nonsense, but taking dictates from the government. You want to know what's funny? Commission was there too. I could play the next one where they called the commissioner name. Commission was there. The prison man was there. The customs woman was there. Everybody was there. All of the people that are responsible for law and order was there. They must be incorrigible. They must be. They have to be people that are lawless. But they were all there dressed in medals, I tell you. Everybody got medal on and sword on and breaking the COVID protocol. Meanwhile, mommy them got to figure out how they can get these 12 children to the funeral and the 14 or 18 grandchildren and the 20 or so great-grandchildren without breaking the COVID protocol. Think about what we are doing to the psyche of people, man. And this cabinet, I don't know. They seem to have, I don't even know if cabinet ministers still come into work. Let's take another phone call. Come on and call. You're on.
Morning, man.
Hey, buddy.
How you doing, my brother?
Hi, good, JJ.
Let me see if I can help you a little bit on one or two things. Mm-hmm. First of all, when they pass laws in any country, mostly worldwide, only the poor and the downtrodden suffer.
Mm-hmm.
The rich and the elite, above the law. People break law in this country every day. Every Jesus Christ day.
Mm-hmm.
Push things under the rugs. People are suing the government every day, and they put the rough and kill, and they push these things in the background and say, oh, we can put these kids down for years and years. And that ain't right.
Mm-hmm.
See, like I keep telling you, my brother, many people are all they are about the boat murderers. They cuss one another and do the when time to shut the country down for what is right.
Mm-hmm.
See, that's why I tell you, you know, this government will never fool with us, the wrong people, you know.
Mm-hmm.
See, these are thousands, and that's where them out. Thousands, they shut the country down.
Mm-hmm.
And the bridge and the airport. None come in.
Mm-hmm.
None come out. See, I believe you are an independent baby, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Okay, see, the most of them people who you see when they get to be at that function, they swear they lead it to the queen, her heirs, and her successors.
Mm-hmm.
This is why I keep telling you guys, it's a real change to come to this country in 2027. See, this is only the last time around, you know.
Mm-hmm.
The people can deal with all of them one time. All of them can be over 70, and they go out on play, you know. And they should. You see, my thing is, when you pass laws, you can bump your black. You got children and grandchildren to live in this country.
Mm-hmm.
And many people, I know my peace. People, my little cousin from here, that thy kingdom come back.
Mm-hmm.
So they got it. They better be careful. And I kid you not, as the Polish government,
mm-hmm.
you know what I mean? We got to do what's but best for the behalf of the baby.
Whether you support them or not, thank you very much. Whether you support them or not, you have to agree that this behavior is... This is ridiculous. Good morning, Carl. You're on. Not there. Kermit, play the next one for me. Let me so these people could hear who all was. I don't want them lie. I will make sure we know who all was there, right? Because you all ran here putting people in jail and locking people up and got people lying to judge and all kind of things. Meanwhile, y'all having party. In you know, at the spot that should be sterile. Y'all having party at the place that should be sterile. There should be no one aboard this ship that is not of this ship, because at least that keeps the people on the ship kind of protected, eh? It makes sense to me. Y'all could have done this at the Seventh-day Adventist Church. All right? So let's play the list of other people that were there, Kermit. I think this one is Lieutenant Commander Origen Delaval.
Commander, tell us exactly who's attending today's service from the Defense Force, because we're in a COVID environment and we have to practice social distancing.
Yes, well, we have here today His Excellency Sir Cornelius A. Smith. We have also the Prime Minister, the Most His Excellency. We also have in here today our Minister of National Security. We have our Permanent Secretary, Ms. Davo. We have the Commander of Defense Force. We have also agency heads here with us, some customs, immigration, the police force. And so all of our partners we have here worshiping with us today, and we are so grateful. We also have in attendance our veterans who are also on board with us today. We have our Rangers. Parents in Action Group. We also have our Rangers here with us today.
Sub-Lieutenant Molly,
everybody there, the veterans are here, the Rangers are here, couple retired people here, the permanent secretary here, all us, we just here. But mommy them got to figure out how they can get their 20 children to the funeral, because you all don't want them there. It's time to stop the tyranny, man. It's literally time for us to... I promised God and man, right, that as long as Christ blew air in my lungs, I wasn't marching nowhere. Maybe the Church of God, the Prophecy March, right? I'll go to that. Or Baptist Day March, because I, you know, as much as I have mixed emotions about the Baptists, they are the ones that inculcated me, right? I will go to those marches. But in March around here, you will not ever see it. But I almost feel like we need to march for the releasing of this nonsense. Because you cannot keep me safer than I can keep myself. And you have already built a culture. People are wearing their masks without any effort. People are sanitizing their hands without any effort. What else? Just the way you could justify this hogwash yesterday, right? And say, oh, we put all the protocols in place. And I tell you this. Again, Bartimaeus could see from a helicopter that I support Raymond King. But that yesterday, it was fool's play. That's what it was. Let's take a call. Good morning, Callie. You're on. Callie there?
Yes, I am. How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm great. Mm-hmm. I joined your show about maybe 4 minutes ago. When I did, I heard you saying something about one half of your house was off. Were you
been off for a week.
To electricity?
Say it again.
Were you referring to electricity?
Yes.
Then you have an electrical problem. You need to bring someone in, a certified electrician. I've had the same problem.
I've done that already.
And all it was is a blown fuse.
I've done that already. First of all, I have enough electrical skill myself to know if it was a blown fuse. So I've already ruled that out. But I've had an electrician come. My problem isn't in my house. My problem is from the pole. I live at number 56 South Beach Drive. I've been trying to on air and via their call-in service, right? Because apparently, I guess BEC doesn't have anybody to monitor these things. But I haven't been able to get a truck to come.
Is that what the certified electrician told you?
Yes.
That it was from the pool?
Yes.
You better get another check on that, because normally when that happens, you've got an overload in that box. And usually it's... If you put a multimeter on that, you're going to find one of your fuses. You ought not do it yourself, because you could electrocute yourself. You're going to find that one of the fuses in that box is gone.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I got another question for you.
Mm-hmm.
What you want? What is your beef against the Prime Minister or the Free National Movement? Now, let me tell you why I ask that.
Sure.
In the United States, as you know, there is a register where persons can register and say, I'm a Democrat or Independent or Republican.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have such here, right? But I would say I'm a member and a supporter of the Free National Movement.
Uh-huh.
Which party are you? Do you support?
Well, presently I'm an Independent supporter. And for almost all of my adult life, I supported the Free National Movement.
Yeah.
I am one of those persons whose support for the Free National Movement came at either one of two positions in my life, and I can't remember which one.
Okay.
Either it happened in 1992 when Valentine Grimes told my mother that she had no choice but to vote for the PLP, and that to not do so would make no difference. I don't know. I was a 7 or 8 year old boy then, but I remember that conversation. And it was either then my desire to support the FNM was ignited, or, well, to not support the PLP was ignited, or it was during the reign or the run of Tanya McCartney. I oftentimes credit Tanya McCartney for it, because I believe then my brain was a little more developed and I understood a little bit more. And so normally, if you ever run into me in my social circles, you will know that I publicly state that I am an I for Tanya FNM.
She's a very good friend of mine.
Okay. And so When people say to me that I have a grievance with the Free National Movement, I chuckle about that because I support it, and the people that I've lived, played, and worked around almost all my life will tell you that I jealously supported the Free National Movement. What I'm telling you today is that what I see is totalitarianism. What I see looks to me like tyranny. It looks to me like a man that has taken power and has lost control. And I am fearful of that. But I cannot support that.
But catch you at the same time, you know, your beliefs are your beliefs.
Mm-hmm.
But catch you at the same time recognize that that same man is trying his best to save Damien life.
No, I believe that people, right, that are sympathetic towards him or empathetic towards him continue to make excuses for him. I am not at all surprised, though, because we made excuses for him when he was terrible as an opposition leader. I tell people Dr. Hubert Binnis enjoys, to my mind, a level of empathy that I've never seen in politics. I've never heard people say, give the leader a chance. I've never heard in my political following ever people say, oh, well, he never do this before, or no government ever. I've never heard in my life people as empathetic towards Dr. Hubert Binnis as he is, or as the Bahamian people are. And I believe it's because he's a physician. I believe people just naturally want to like doctors. And because of that, they feel the need to be nice to him.
Can't you believe they are empathetic because they share his views and they see that he is doing an excellent job in trying to save lives?
He can't be claiming to save lives out of one side of his mouth, but then attending the Church of God's function down there that are in breach or that do not look like the orders that he has set in place. He cannot, out of one side of his mouth, be trying to save lives, but then goes into Centerville, one of the aging communities of New Providence, and take with him a myriad of people to go and knock on the doors of people. Do you remember when the same prime minister told us not to go visit our grandparents and our aunties because they didn't want us to transport the disease? Well, is he COVID repellent?
But then at the same time, token, I saw that, which you're talking about, I saw that too. But they were not all together.
What do you mean? They were separated.
Video-wise, it might have looked like they were together. But there were a number of persons. I was on a family island, and I saw the video. They were not shoulder to shoulder.
No, I saw something entirely different.
But remember, Ron, we've all been on the campaign trail. Mm-hmm. People are never shoulder to shoulder when they're campaigning. They may be walking in the same direction, but they're never shoulder together.
Well, first of all, the teams that go to the houses are about five or six miles. And then at the church, as you mentioned,
the church. They were not shoulder to shoulder in the church. They were separated anywhere from 3 or 4 or 5 feet, but they were not shoulder to shoulder.
Mm-hmm.
But be that as it may, I believe that a show such as your Hello,
mm-hmm.
and I enjoy, you know, listening to you and Vaughn and those.
Mm-hmm.
I believe that this continued degradation, you might say, ought to cease because there's got to be some good things once in a while that you guys can talk about.
Well, I'll tell you this, caller. There's always
a barrage of negativisms. That's the one thing that bothers me. Not that you might not support a political entity.
Mm-hmm.
It's the barrage of negativisms when there's so many good things around the country that you can bring up.
You are absolutely correct. And if you follow me every Wednesday and Friday, you would see that I've had any number now of my friends that have come that have served the country and are now doing wonderful things. Cosimo Ellis is down there decorating flowers and that kind of stuff. And I've had them come and tell their story. And people have been titillated by it. But when I see ludicrous behavior, right, or lunacy, I must then say that this was stupid. And I think that the prime minister continuing to tell people that they can't bury their loved ones, that they can't go to weddings, that they can't do this thing, that they need to be in bed by 10 o'clock, right? It looks tyrannical to me, while him and his military dress up in their buttons and their ribbons and their swords, and they bring these bunch of old people in a place where I can't imagine how they're going to avoid COVID. It seems to be the unavoidable. And then
for you to think that it was sensible to bring this amount of people on Coral Harbor Base, where you should be trying to keep sterile, because if you contaminate the military, well, then God, who could save us then? It was terrible, and the optics around it's beginning to look terrible. But I appreciate you, Coca-Cola, and I invite you to tune in on Wednesday. I am supposed to have the greatest storyteller of all times in the history of the Royal Bahamas Defense Force join me on Wednesday, all right? Text right here says, good day, Mr. Miller. I turn into your show every day. It's a caller name. DeWitt think he supports the PLP. I don't do the politics thing, but I love how DeWitt brings it home. Sometimes I wonder how he got mixed up in politics. Keep up the good work, Mr. Miller. Thank you very much. Let's chat on WhatsApp. Okay, nope. Let's take a call. Come on and call. You're on. Not there. Okay. Leave and get that stupid FNM off the show. y'all have to be nicer than this. Minister went campaigning, hugged people, shook their hands. So tell him stop sucking up and talking foolishness. What is this? Oh, yes, I do know that already. Leaving, no government can save our lives, only God. So that is foolish talk. The FNM caller is blind and has his sunglasses on. No more excuses for this hypocrisy. And I'm telling you, Dr. Minnis enjoys a level of empathy. I have never seen people been so empathetic. Like he's like a big teddy bear. Everybody just wants to kind of hug him and they love him and we should give him a chance. And oh my God, he had Dorian. And la, 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 la. And if I wanted a prime minister that only could fix easy things, I mean, then I'd let Brownie be the prime minister or Blackie, right? But I want someone with a brain that could fix a problem. And I don't see it all the time coming out of this chair. Good morning, call. You're on. Not there. Next call. Good morning, call. You're on. Call, you there? Not there. Good morning, call. You're on.
Hey, Lee Wan.
Hey.
Good morning to you, sir.
How are you?
What prompted me to call is the last caller who was on. You see, I heard Mr. Donaldson always used to say, if they love you, they will lie to you. And if they don't love you,
they'll lie on you. Correct.
And that's a true statement, because here it is. You know, this man, and I recognize the voice. He don't have nothing to worry about. This pocket is totally greased.
Mm-hmm.
Based on the operation he does, his business, mm-hmm. You know, people come to him and just spend money lavishly.
Mm-hmm.
And for him, you know, because he loved that party, because of whatever reason, he feel everybody else should feel the same way.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not so. We all are hurting out here. He happens to be one of the fortunate ones who are not hurting. And so when he speak, I want him to understand he's speaking to himself. The majority of the Bahamian public don't agree with what he is saying. We know Dr. Minnis is not doing what he should do, due diligence to this country. And therefore, I think come 2022, the people will get rid of him. The people will speak. Thank you very much, sir.
Appreciate it very much. And just so they know, I wasn't anti-FNM. I happen to have been one of the most ardent supporters of the FNM. When God comes for a man's soul, tell him you are a knighted colonial fool or incompetent authority. He doesn't care. Well, I would like to have a knight. Like, I'd like to be Sir Levin. I'd like to call and say, yes, could you please tell them it is Sir Levin on the phone? I may even stop using my last name after that, you know. I could just be Sir Levin. I could write that down on everything. That'll actually be pretty cool. COVID halted the GG from being knighted. Yeah, well then, is he Sir if he's not been knighted? Good morning, Miller. We need to ask the commissioner to show that there is no double standard and fine. I read that already. Could you confirm if the competent authority approved the gathering at the Defense Force Base? If he did, it is based on science or advice. Was it based on science or advice of medical professionals? I will in the bet Marcelin Dalridge didn't even know they was there. Good morning. Don't you understand the end game? Break the minds and frustrate the people and interrupt their financial well-being to the point where they will beg to take anything the government throws their way. I also want to say this. The Negroes don't even need policing anymore. Y'all just go inside 10 o'clock. The police, them, they don't even have to police this. This, y'all just doing everything they say, just exactly the way they want it. Isn't this so wonderful? Anyway, I look like I'm fresh out of time. Commander King, I have no clue what that was yesterday. That was terrible. It was terrible. I don't know how other to say it except for it was terrible. It was a bad idea. And I don't know, the people in the executive team should tell you no. They should say, Chief, we can't pull this one off. That's the truth, because it was a bad idea. All right? And so I pray that nobody down there on Coral Harbor gets sick. I pray that nobody don't dead, because apparently COVID could kill you. Outside of that, we'll see what I come up with tomorrow. Thank you so much for joining me. I'm Lehman Miller. This is Guardian Radio 96.9. PEC, man, for Jesus' sake. I live number 56,
South Beach Drive, half of my house off. Anybody, please come, all right? This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, it's your station for fresh news and smart talk. Don't move, they've got the news, it's next.